True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How was your drive back, by the way?
I want to thank the dude in the BMW 7 Series.
Oh, you had a rabbit. You had a rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Almost like two rabbits going simultaneously.
I got you. Yeah. Look, I was just, I just kept thinking at some point, and you guys know if you drive 20, I'm like, please don't let there be an accident because it will just shut down. And luckily, knock wood, that didn't happen. So, you know, made good time, made it back. But it was a great time out there yesterday. We're keeping you updated on the Masters. Scottie Scheffler, by the way, I just told Mike, he parred 17, so he's 4-under heading to 18. He's had a really good day. A lot of people talking about start of Justin Rose, though, here.
He birdied 1, 2, 3 to start the round, and then he just birdied 8, 9, and 10. Woo! So he's now into Amen Corner and feeling pretty good. 11's always so challenging, you know, don't hit in the water, and, you know, how kind of that green, how it sort of undulates. But anyway, man, it's going to be a lot of fun watching Justin Rose again. Hasn't won a major since the U.S. Open back in 2012.
All right. What's your hat dilemma here, man? You've been talking about this, and you were saying did you buy another one, by the way?
No, I just, the 8 hat, the Earnhardt hat came in.
Was it what you expected?
Yeah, it's great. Okay. It's the slanted 8 from Dale Earnhardt. Squidbilly's got the same lid, and we're big junior guys, big Earnhardt senior guys. A new McLaren hat came in. Forgot about that. So the wife just went bananas on me about the hat collection because she's got to stop. Because my problem is I leave them all over the place. Hats on the bed, which is bad luck. Hats on the nightstand and the kitchen. You know all that stuff. So today I said let's do a count. I got like 17 Falcons hats. I got like 15 Braves. I got like 10 Hawks hats. A bunch of United. But I got 27 Florida State hats.
Okay, that's quite a bit.
And I thought, you know, okay. And that's after I threw out 10. There were 37. I threw out 10 that were either, you know, faded, sweaty, icky.
Yeah, old style.
You know, don't look cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm down to 27. And I got dudes going, oh, hell, that ain't nothing. I got 40 Georgia hats. So I got these dudes coming at me going, nah, man, get your wife off your back, Jack. That apparently 27 is a rather pedestrian number for your favorite
team. I don't know about that. That's a lot of hats, Mike.
How many Texas hats you got?
None of your business.
Give me a number. Give me a round number.
30.
See, there you go.
30. But here's the deal. This is my issue, and I know you've run into this problem, too. And right. For the guys that hit you up with, you know, I got 45. You forget about the hats that you have, and you end up not wearing them. And then all of a sudden, you come across this hat, and you're like, is that new? No, it's from 5 years ago, but you haven't worn it. So I never wear all of these damn hats.
Yeah, you know what I threw out? I threw out, talk about a drunken impulse buy at the Final Four. I bought a San Diego State hat, you know, 1 year when they went to the Final Four.
Yeah,
I mean, when am I going to wear that?
Never.
Exactly. Yeah. In the garbage. Yeah. Gone. Yeah. So again, if it hasn't been worn, and again, some of these things you can't take to Goodwill. If they're in good shape, they haven't been worn, they get the tags on.
I'll give you an example. The Falcon hats I have, right? Ton of Falcon hats. I don't even know how many. But every year, this time, they come out with what? The new draft hat.
Right.
Okay? So every year, right, I'm like, ooh, gonna get the new draft hat. And I end up purchasing it. And then draft happens, you know, for good luck. I got the new draft hat on. Hadn't really helped us. And I got the hat on, and I'm like, yeah, this is it right here, baby. Look at this hat. Mike, draft is over. I take that hat off. I don't know if I wear it again.
I threw out 3 Falcons draft hats because they generally suck. They're stupid, and they don't stand the test. They don't age well. Day-Day, you want to jump in on this? They just don't seem to age well, those, because they come up with a new style every
year. Yeah, unfortunately, they don't. So you just kind of got to go with the regular new era, you know, get you a traditional style of hat.
I'm looking right now. The draft hat this year. Okay, this year's draft hat has what they call the like the scrambled eggs on the visor, like the admiral's hat.
Okay,
like the captain of the ship. So they got that. It's a 2-tone with that on the visor now.
Yeah, I just that's my issue. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get that hat. Brave spring training hat.
Right,
hadn't worn it again. All right, man. Let's talk to our buddy Mick the Caddy, who joins us. He was a PGA caddy for many, many years, and we love having him on the show. And what better time to have him on as the Masters is going on in Augusta? Mick, it's good to have you back on, man. And first of all, we don't assume that everybody knows your history, so let's talk about that a little bit. Who did you caddy for, and how long did you do it on the PGA Tour?
15 years on the PGA Tour, boys. But it's good to talk to you both here at. Right. In sunny Australia at 5:30 in the morning.
Holy cow. How's your dad doing? Mick's dad's been dealing with some health issues, and that's why Mick is down under doing the family thing. Is he doing any better?
Yeah, he's getting there, mate. I should be home by the end of the month. I came here for a 2.5-week holiday, and I've been here three and a half months now. So, no, everything's coming along. He's heading in the right direction. But, yeah, if there's one thing about watching the Masters in Australia, it's the time difference is kind of a little bit rough.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, look, everybody's checking out what's going on, and let's talk about some of the things that you experienced either leading into this event or just being a part of it, because there's so many stories, right? Mike and I were talking about, you know, the Champions Dinner and how cool that is, and just, you know, this year, obviously, it was Scottie Scheffler, but every year, that's such a big, you know, talking point. But some of the things that you experienced maybe leading into the Masters, because guys do different things to prepare for this tournament, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, some guys, like, it's like every major. Every major is different. I mean, a lot, you know, so many people get really hyped up for it, and, you know, the swing coaches are there and the psychologists are there and stuff like that. There's, you know, there's so much pressure. But the thing about the Masters is it's so different because, you know, the day before with the par 3 competition, and if you watch everything that you saw yesterday with, like, kids running around in bunkers and everyone's got their kids out there, and it's just a little bit more relaxed that day before, and it's a totally different vibe compared to, you know, every other major, that's for sure.
The course itself. I mean, it just seems. I know you've been around some of the greatest courses in the world. Is the Masters the greatest? I mean, as far as the manicured and taken care of golf course on the planet,
there's no comparison. It's the greatest place. It's hard to explain. Like when you go down Magnolia Lane and it's the only Masters I've never caddied in. But you know, having been there 4 or 5 times. And knowing a lot of people there, it's just there's no place like it. It's just the aura of it when you go down Magnolia Lane, and you know, when you're walking around, and you don't realize how hilly it is. TV right. doesn't do it any justice because it is one hilly golf course. It's a tough walk, but there's no place like it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know, talking about that specifically, that's why you have to shape these shots, right? You have to have certain shots in your bag. Even if you're playing well, like, there are certain guys who their game is built for this course, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. If you can shape the ball both ways, if you can hit a fade and a draw, and yeah, you're comfortable hitting the ball both ways, you're a huge advantage there. Now, you know, there are certain guys who only, you know, like to hit fades and stuff like that. It doesn't really suit guys like that, like Victor Hovland, for one, who I think is a phenomenal ball striker. But the course doesn't really set up for him. You know, he's had some good rounds there, but, you know, he's only broken 70, like, eight, you know, one time out of 18 times there. And it's just, for some guys, it just doesn't sit that way for, you know, he's trying to shape the ball just one way. It's a tough golf course, but, you know, and it's getting longer and longer, you know. They still make it longer every year, that's for certain. You know, 7,500 yards now, that's a long golf course.
Yeah, we're watching Justin Rose right now. We said before you came on, Mick, who's been on fire. There's guys like Rory who have gone, you know, years. You know, it's 2014 since Rory won a major, 2012 since Rose won a major. It's kind of a cool, kind of becomes like a story you get behind. Do you feel that Rory's playing the kind of golf now that he can put the 4 rounds together to get it done at Augusta?
It's just, it's all mental for him. It's the place, it just means so much to him to win, and I think he puts so much pressure on himself. Justin Rose, who, you know, I know very, very well. He's a good friend of mine. and his caddy, Fooch, who's a wonderful friend of mine. You know, I know how much it means to Justin Rose to win the Masters. You know, I also know how much of a bonus his caddy's going to get if he does win the Masters too. Mm. So, you know, and these events mean so much to these guys. These guys would give up, you know, just about everything else, every other event that they've ever won just to win the Masters. And I know how much it means to Rory. And it's just sometimes the pressure, it builds and builds and builds and builds as each year goes along. It gets harder and harder and harder for him. But, I mean, no one swings it better than Rory. It's just, you know, it's the execution on the day and, you know, how mentally he, you know, prepared he is.
Mick, give us a putting routine as you're preparing for a major. What are we talking about, and what is it for a professional to go out there? Because the events that I've had a chance to cover over the years, I was always amazed at how much time they spent just putting. And, you know, we take it for granted when these guys hit anything 10 feet, 8, it doesn't matter, and they make it look easy. What's the putting routine like?
Well, everyone has their own different routines when it comes to it. Now, obviously, you know, Augusta is completely different because those greens are so fast. They've got so many undulations. You know, you've seen some of these downhill putts. I mean, it's the speed of these greens is ridiculous, how fast they are. But everybody has their own different routines and how they like to go. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you'll see so many guys, all they're doing is practicing three and four footers at the end of the day. You'll see them work on long putts for a little while and try to get their feel for certain things. And obviously, Augusta's putting greens, you know, practice greens are ridiculously good. But at the end of the day, you'll see them all just standing around and they're putting in circles, three and four footers, because, you know, as you saw Rory in the US Open at the end, when he lost the US Open with that little 3 foot putt at the end, which was a very, very hard putt, by the way. But that's where the money is. I mean, the money is right in those three and four footers. And, you know, if you can hold the nerve together down the stretch, you know, that's invariably, that's how you're going to win it.
It's our man Mick the Caddy all the way from Down Under talking about the Masters. We love the Live guys. I think DeChambeau, who's become rootable and likable, and we just never see him because the ratings prove it. Nobody's watching Live Golf. But you feel like John Rahm and Bryce, I mean, certainly Rahm, who really just seemed like he took it on the chin, all the criticism of jumping over to Live, it messed him up. He has been winning, though, on that tour. Are you buying any of the Live guys to make it happen this time?
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau gets that driver working. I mean, obviously, as long as he is and you know, it certainly helped him in the US Open last year. I mean, if you can hit it as far as he does, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you're putting wedges in your hand instead of, you know, six irons. Makes a huge difference. If he gets that driver right, because he can putt too. He's a very, very good putter. Mm. And, you know, he's got such a great mental approach to the game. He's, you know, he's so switched on. He's, you know, he's changed, you know, from years and years and years ago when, you know, no one really liked the guy. But now he's just a likable character.
Yeah. Who you liking right now before you get out of here? And by the way, check out the podcast, guys. It's called Tales from the Tip, Odyssey Golf Podcast with Dave Ashburn. Mick's a part of that as well. Who do you like, by the way? Now, I mean, not looking at the leaderboard or seeing who's playing well today. I mean, who do you think is playing well enough to get this done?
Well, on our podcast, I said that Scottie Scheffler would win because I think, you know, he's above everybody else at the moment. But there was a couple of rough ones I put in there, and Harris English was one. I thought Harris was playing beautiful at the moment. And, you know, he had a pretty good round to start the day. But I still think it's going to be hard to beat Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, I'm with you. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? Hey, man, Mick, we appreciate you, man. The best to your family, and thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you when you get back, brother. Thank you again.
Yeah, appreciate you, boys. And, yep, I'll be back soon.
All right, cheers. Good stuff. Hey, man, and by the way, Scheffler, I think, is on 18. But Mike's right about Justin. If Rose stays hot like this, Mike,
he parred 11, so he's right now he's on number 12, the par 3. So he's in the middle of A-man corner. Then you got, of course, the par 5. So we'll see, but he's rootable for me. I love Scheffler as well.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I'm with them there when it comes to Scotty.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.